She's truly a breath of fresh air. Tracy ignites dreams. And when you walk away from a meeting with Tracy Martin, you walk away with what I call a ripple effect.
And the type of energy that was radiating from her was like a ripple effect. I never met someone like her before, and I knew that her intentions were pure, and she spoke nothing but the truth.
I couldn't imagine, honestly, anybody else who I've ever met in my life being as helpful as Tracy's been towards me and the rest of my family.
Whatever problem you've got, however dark it may be, there is no judgment, there is no finger pointing, there is only healing.
Check in with Tracy. Do the work. You got this.
Welcome to the TLM Method Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Martin. This podcast exists to amplify the voices of Gen Z and those that are creating change in the world, to call parents to action in raising healthy, whole young adults, and to counteract the current cultural narrative that is giving you permission and at times encouraging you to live an immoral and mediocre life. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you to action in your own life. A few years ago, a friend of mine said to me, "Hey T, you're the stone that's thrown in the water, and the clients that you work with and the people that hear you speak are the ripple effect that go out and create change in the world." That's what I'm doing. I'm calling you to action and calling you to create your own ripple effect of change.
Hello, and welcome back to the TLM Method Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Martin. I want to dive into this conversation today, and as a mom, as a coach, as a wife, as a friend, as all these different labels that we have on us, you cannot ignore the message that's out in the world today of hypersexuality with our girls and our young men. And I want to address this from a standpoint of not just what I coach and who I coach, but listening to other families, listening to people at school, what they're dealing with, and it's coming at them 24/7. And you ask why, you know, how did we get here, right? Because we didn't get here overnight. This is very, very true. This topic is really important to me. I was asked what I perceive as one of the number one things that children today, teens, young adults, what they deal with on a daily basis. And it's hypersexuality. It stems from trauma. It stems from social media. It stems from conversations. And it's starting younger and younger and younger. And how did we get here? So one of the things as a coach I always like to do, especially since launching this podcast, is I want you to think about educating yourself and not just regurgitating information that you find. And in order to do that, you've got to be willing to dive a little bit and to dig a little bit. So I wanted to really address this issue of hypersexuality and how it's coming at our kids in our school systems. You know, I know certain places in the country have actually had a 500% increase in non-binary sexual identification. And I mean, really, how did we get here? I mean, we have men that are emasculated, women that are highly masculinized, and kids that are confused. So I want to dive into this conversation today, and I want to start it with how we can decide how we got here. So if I told you that our sexual education curriculum was written by a known homosexual pedophile, a pornography industry influencers, and Planned Parenthood, you would probably look at me and go, What are you talking about? And I want to dive into this because I want you to understand that we didn't get here just by way of a normal evolutionary, our evolution of our society or culture. We got here by a gentleman by the name of Alfred C. Kinsey. And for those of you that don't, that you're not on YouTube, I have the book here. This book is, there's numerous books out there, by the way. This one is written, I like it because it's written by Susan Brinkman, and she writes it off of really in-depth research from all these other, this one other author. And what it is it's a small compilation of really important information that we can dive into without getting overwhelmed, not only the information that's out there, but emotionally what this man did and the horrific acts that he committed and the people that he aligned with. Because this, believe it or not, this happened in 1940. He died in 1956, Alfred C. Kinsey. And this is still happening today. And our curriculum in today's schools, even the ones that we learned, and it's all been based upon his research and his quote-unquote scientific data, which I use that term very loosely. So this is kind of how the story goes. I want to give you a little bit of background on him, but I am not going to get into details on this. If you would like to read the books, they're in the show notes, and read this on your own, just beware. That's all I can say, because there are some pretty horrific things. So I just want to go through a little bit of information on here. So Alfred C. Kinsey was born in Hoboken, New Jersey, in June of 1894. And he was a known homosexual and pedophile within his circles. But as far as like what he looked like on the outside, not quite. His degree is actually in zoology from Bowdoin College. And his primary interest of degree was insects. He was an atheist. He was gay. His special attention was towards young boys. And he even became a leader in the Boy Scout organization. And here's where it gets weird. He conspired with a man by the name of Dr. Fritz von Bollenschek. He's a Nazi soldier, a pedophile, and a convicted murderer. And he encouraged Bollenschek to do field study. So, and we can use our imagination to realize what that was. He's also aligned with Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. They shared the same attorney. And then pops up Dr. Mary Calderon, who's the director of Planned Parenthood, and she went so far as to lobby to get the taboo tagged off of incest with children, and basically anything goes with children sexually with her. Kinsey used to have a nature book that he would bring on his excursions with the Boy Scouts that had nudity of young men and older men as well. Now, keep in mind, though, that Kinsey had this facade. And it's the only way this was perpetuated on the American people. And let me digress for one second. So Bollenschek actually connected with Kinsey with an agenda of changing the American male and hypersexualizing them by way of weakening our traditional values and our traditional families. And so this is all by design. So we didn't get here in 2022 by accident. And this is just one podcast I'm going to do on this, but we're going to dive into a lot of topics here where people always say, how did we get here? How did this happen? I'm going to show you how this happened with this particular topic. So his wife, actually, Clara Braylon McMillan, kept the facade up for him. They had four children. One died during childhood. And she would basically embrace his deviant sexual behavior and even went so far as to hide some of his documentation of his sexual escapades. And believe it or not, this is still in works today under the Indiana University Kinsey Institute. So it's being funded by our tax dollars today. So I encourage you, please educate yourself. This is what this is all about. I can sit here and tell you this, but until you read it and until you dive into it yourself, you're not going to understand how deep this goes. So Kinsey's research was actually gathered from incarcerated pedophiles and sex offenders and prostitutes. So all this data that, like I said, I use the term scientific research very, very loosely because it's not scientific research at all. It was collection of field data that then put in his research to come out with these statistics. And his statistician was not even a real statistician. He was just someone that took the job. So no type of history in this at all. And the interesting thing is the way that these statistics turned out was that if you had, for instance, this is one place. The data actually proved that 90 to 95% of premarital pregnancies were aborted. Thus comes into play the Planned Parenthood component. But remember, these numbers were from prostitutes, not from marriages, not from women who were married and were having to go through something like this. All this data was taken from these just horrific research. And so it's very skewed. It's very flawed work. His books are from 1948, Sexual Behavior of a Human Male and Sexual Behavior of a Human Female. And remember, these books are supported by this data. So I want you to think back to, well, how did this happen? So enter in Rockefeller, who actually funded his work for a very long time until it became scrutinized. Then he stepped away. Rockefeller's organization stepped away. And who stepped in? Playboy. And he connected with Hugh Hefner, and Hugh Hefner was actually a virgin when all this was going on. And so Kinsey said, hey, you know, we can actually take over the American male's mind, and we can do it through publication. And born out of that is Playboy. And then to take it a step further, other funders were Hustler and were Penthouse. So your kids' sexual education, our sexual education as parents, because it goes back that far, and in some instances, even our parents' sexual education, was actually written by known pedophiles, sex offenders, prostitutes, and basically the pornography industry. So isn't it amazing how we got here? And this is a slippery slope. And I want you to understand that this is happening not just in this part of the world, but in our food industries, in every other industry that you can think of, is this corruption is this far back. So he even influenced our judicial system through the Model Penal Code of 1955. So what his conversation was basically is based upon his flawed research that the only difference between an incarcerated sex offender and the average American male by their sexual deviancy was one got caught. I don't know about you, but I don't think my husband and family members and my father could ever be put into that category of an incarcerated sex offender. But where this went so far was that it actually took 52 different sexual crimes and made them illegitimate. By saying that the only difference between the American male and these incarcerated pedophiles and sex offenders was just that they got caught. This was the research that then became part of our school curriculum on sexual education. So what he did was he founded the Institute for Advanced Studies of Human Sexuality, which offered extensive training based upon the Kinsey model, which, again, keep in mind, based upon the flawed, just completely deviant research information. He went on so far as to say that that infants were sexual from birth. I'm just going to leave that there because I don't want to go any further. You can imagine the research that he did, which was basically torturing infants. And again, this is a very, very difficult topic to talk about, but I want you to understand how we got where we are today, and then I'm going to let this go because it's really, really important. The other thing that happened is he founded a new field of research, sex research, that was aligned with Playboy, Penthouse, and Planned Parenthood and Hustler, called Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States. It would go on to become the number one provider of American sexual education programs in the country. So that is the key component of how we got here. And the crazy thing is that in 1980, Time magazine tried to expose this organization twice, and the matriarch Calderon, who is the one that goes back to Planned Parenthood, Dr. Mary Calderon, and they were pretty much just shut down based upon the amount of money and the amount of research and the amount of funding dollars that were behind this organization. She went, like I told you, so far as to lobby Congress on some of these particular deviant behaviors. So I want to end this quick little podcast with this message, and this is what I want, because we're going to continue this conversation, but in a different way, because this is pretty dark, and I don't want to continue this on this level, but I want you to have a point of reference on how we got here, and you can thank, you know, Mr. Alfred C. Kinsey on this, because this is how we got here. But this is the message that I want to leave you with on a note. So Dr. Judith Reisman wrote a couple books about Alfred Kinsey, and they will be in the episode notes. But this particular book, like I told you, which is called The Kinsey Corruption, an expose on the most influential, quote unquote, scientists of our times. And that was written by Susan Brinkman. And this beautiful message is what Susan puts in her book, and this is what I want you to take away, because there is a sacredness to our humanity and our relationships and our sexual relationships that has been completely vilified. So this is how she writes this. She says, if this, and this is my argument as well, with all the conversations with the young teens and adults that I coach, you know, sex is normal. Sexual behavior is that, yes, it is normal within a committed marriage. And here is the problem. If this sexual revolution liberated an entire generation, then why is there so much emotional carnage, diseased bodies, and mental issues that can be attributed to a promiscuous lifestyle? I couldn't have asked that question any better. You have to think about that. Let me read that again. If this sexual revolution liberated an entire generation, then why is there so much emotional carnage, diseased bodies, and mental issues that can be attributed to a promiscuous lifestyle? I can attest to you today, I deal with clients every day, starting as young as 14 or 15 years old when they lose their virginity. And a lot of times it's against their will, not necessarily rape, but definitely coercion. So think about this, okay? And Susan goes on to conclude, what is needed is a new language that demonstrates the beauty of God's plan for sex and the joy of living. Somehow we need to demonstrate to the modern world that Christian sexual ethic, far from the cramped, prudish list of prohibitions it is usually assumed with, is actually a liberating message of salvation that corresponds perfectly with the deepest yearnings of the heart for love, intimacy, touch, and affirmation. I want you to think about that last paragraph because that's really what this is about. It's about bringing back that wholesome part of who we are as a man and a woman and our relationships and what they look like, not based on one particular component of sex. I always, when I coach with my kids, we always talk about John Epps' model of getting to know someone, trusting them, relying them, then committing, and then final the sexual part, the physical part. But I want you to know how we got here, and that's based upon Alfred C. Kinsey's research and very faulty research based upon incarcerated pedophiles and prostitutes, as well as the influence of the pornography industry and Planned Parenthood. So I encourage you, if you have the stomach for it, research a little bit of this, but don't go too deep and don't go too dark, because it is very, very, very horrific what this man did and how we got here. But just remember, this was based upon Dr. Fritz von Bolacek and his conversation with Kinsey about wanting to take over the American male's mind through promiscuous sex, hypersexuality, and deviant sexual behavior. That's how we got here, you guys. So please do your own research. This information will be in the show notes. You can find these books yourself, do the research, but understand your school systems today are using this curriculum and these materials. And they are accrediting people to teach this based upon Kinsey's research, and it's flawed. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you take this seriously, especially as parents. And if you're a teacher, ask questions in your school. Understand that you have a responsibility to stop this, because where we're going is not a very healthy place for our kids and our young adults. And everything that we're seeing in the schools, from hypersexuality, the family-friendly drag queen shows, you know, pornography materials in school, and under the guise of inclusivity, is completely evil. So again, thank you so much. I know this may not be great information that you want to hear, but you must hear this. And I thank you for tuning in. And please go out and create your own ripple effect of change for good in the world. Thank you for joining us today on the TLM Method podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed the time that you've spent with us. And more importantly, I hope that we make you think. For more information about what we do, our work, and our message, please visit us at our website at officiallytracymartin.com. And that Tracy is T-R-A-C-E-Y. Or you can find us on Instagram at officiallytracymartin. We look forward to having you with us for more episodes of the TLM Method podcast.